All right, as I mentioned, we are joined right now by somebody who played in the NFL for 7 years. He is an NFL analyst. He is the host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. You can follow him at Ross Tucker NFL. Got some things to talk to him about. Ross, great to have you back. How are you, Ross?
Jim, I am fantastic. Good to talk with you, and even better to see you in Atlanta.
That was fun, Ross. It was really good to see you. Great to get caught up, and it's good to have you back. Let me start with the Broncos and Ravens. Ross, they reportedly have a deal in place to send Joe Flacco to Denver, what is for to be expected a mid-round pick. Bottom line, is Flacco the answer to Denver's problems?
Wow, that's a good question. I think he's better than Case Keenum. And I'm higher on Flacco at this stage of his career than a lot of people are, Jim. I don't know that I could say he's the answer to their problems. I think a lot of that has to do with expectations, right? I mean, John Elway is a Super Bowl or bust guy. And I think, you know, he's seen what Flacco has done in Denver in the playoffs. He's seen Flacco outplay Tom Brady multiple times in the playoffs. His new head coach, Vic Fangio, was in Baltimore for a couple of years as Flacco, so knows him, and then was the defensive coordinator for the Niners in the Super Bowl when Flacco and the Ravens beat him. So I wonder how much of this has to do with 2012 when Flacco went into Denver and won on the Raheem Moore play and then beat the Niners and Vic Fangio in the Super Bowl. I think he's better than Keenum. I think he's got more left than other people do. I don't know if he's the answer to their issues. I still think that they probably draft a quarterback and maybe high. You think about last year, a lot of the teams did that. You know, the Arizona Cardinals went out and got a guy like Sam Bradford, but drafted Rosen anyway. The Browns got Tyrod Taylor, but drafted Baker Mayfield anyway. I think that's what Flacco is. Flacco is the guy for this year and maybe next. But I still think Elway probably takes a guy pretty high in the draft.
We're talking to Ross Tucker. All right, so where does that leave John Elway? I mean, he looked like a genius when he was able to move on from Tim Tebow. He brings in Peyton Manning. But every quarterback move Ross has made since then has been a bust. How badly does Elway need this one to work?
Pretty badly. Now, he's built up a lot of equity there, as we know, for number one, what he did on the field there, which will never be forgotten, winning 2 Super Bowls, going to 5. But then even since he's been the GM, I mean, they won one, they got to another. And I'll give him a lot of credit for one thing, Jim. Their draft last year was awesome. I mean, you go right down the line, and even Philip Lindsay, the guy they didn't even draft, but Bradley Chubb was terrific. I mean, almost every guy. Deshaun Hamilton had a really nice year for them. He had one of the best drafts, Cortland Sutton, Royce Freeman, I've seen in a while. So I think that really helps them. It is funny, though, in the NFL, you can do a lot of things right, but if you don't get the quarterback position right, it really doesn't matter that much. I mean, you know, you're really still not going to be able to get near where you want to be.
Ross, it is funny, right? You can do a lot of things right, but if you can't get the quarterback position right, it almost doesn't matter. Even funnier when one of the best to ever do it can't get the quarterback position right. I'm trying to get my head wrapped around that. Why is that? Why is he having so much trouble finding quarterbacks when he was one of the best to ever do it?
It's a terrific question. I think the answer is twofold. Number one, I think the position's changed a little bit since when he played. And number two, I don't know that he's doing a great job or has done a great job of valuing the things that really matter. I think he's looked at a lot of big guys. He took Osweiler in the second round, took Paxton Lynch in the first round. Maybe you could say the same about Flacco. I mean, all those guys are 6'6 or taller. He clearly values size. Keenum kind of went away from that. And he values the big arm. And I think those things are great, Jim, but you know, the one thing we're noticing with every passing year in the NFL, it's that size and the big arm don't seem nearly as important as they used to. I don't know if Elway just hasn't figured that out, or he's stubborn, or he's looked for a bunch of quick fixes. You know, he was able to get Peyton Manning, and then every year it seems like he tried a new guy. I'll give him credit for this. He never just says, well, maybe the guy will get better the next year. He gets a new guy every year at this point.
Yeah, he's pretty ruthless like that. I agree with you. I think it's both those things, Ross. I think that's what he thinks works. That's what worked for him. And I think that he's not changing. He's not adjusting to it. And then that brings us to Kyler Murray, which I'll get to in 1 minute. What about Nick Foles, though? Ross Tucker, my guest. What about Nick Foles? If you were Nick Foles, where would you most like to play next season? And what does this trade mean to him?
Well, I actually think it helps Foles, whether that's free agency and his market, or if the Eagles tag him and try to trade him with the franchise tag. And I'll tell you why. I really felt like, you know, yesterday that there were four teams I felt like were definitely in the market for a quarterback, whether that was a veteran or a first-round pick. And I thought it was going to be the Dolphins, the Jaguars, the Redskins, and the Giants. And I actually thought Flacco might end up going to the Redskins or one of those four teams. So now that Flacco has gone to a different team, I think it just helps out Foles' free agent and trade market, because that's one other big name that teams would be able to sell to their fans that's no longer available. Yes, Case Keenum's probably available now. I just don't think any team out there really thinks that they can sell Case Keenum to their fans. Let's say you're the Redskins, right? Or the Jaguars, you can sell Joe Flacco and winning a Super Bowl and all those starts. You can't say Case Keenum's going to be our guy. I mean, you can't say that. So Foles is a sellable commodity, and I think he's clearly the best guy that's out there now. Maybe you could have debated Foles and Flacco. But I got to tell you, Jim, I still think he's going to Jacksonville. I mean, everything I've heard, all of the signs point to Jacksonville. Redskins might draft a guy. Giants probably draft a guy. Same with the Dolphins. I think the Jags are the one team in which the entire hierarchy of the front office, that entire regime and head coach, is on the hot seat. And they have a team that's good enough to win right now, as we saw last year in 2017 when they went to the AFC Championship game. I'd be shocked at this point if Foles doesn't end up a Jaguar one way or the other.
I agree, Ross. I would be all in if I were the Jags. I would do whatever I could. I would be all in to bring him in for all the reasons you just mentioned. Now, as we get closer to the draft and we're talking quarterbacks, there's going to be so much talk about Kyler Murray. As a former offensive lineman, Ross, what do you make of him as a quarterback?
I like him, and I think he's got a lot of similarities to Russell Wilson. You know, I'm not the first person to say that, obviously, but to me, they're the most similar. You know, when people bring up Baker Mayfield or Drew Brees, I don't really see that. I think, you know, he's got a really good arm like Russell Wilson, but what makes him unique at this point is his feet, and not just running, but using his feet to buy time and make plays. I've never seen another guy in the NFL do it like Russell Wilson. I think Kyler can be that next guy. Now, he's clearly smaller than Russell Wilson, not as thick, but I do think he's a little bit quicker and a little bit faster, as hard as that is to believe. I think he's got a very bright future. I think the game has changed, and I know people are concerned about his size, but, I mean, you ever see the Oklahoma offensive line? I mean, those guys are gigantic. Although that would be actually the counter argument, Jim. They had the best offensive line in college football.
Right.
I mean, they literally won the Joe Moore Award as having the best O-line in the entire country. So I wonder how much teams take that into stock and how that will affect. And how does he do if he's taking more hits? Because he's not behind the best offensive line in college football in the worst defensive conference.
Yeah, I think, Ross, for instance, I saw Russell Wilson in the week of Super Bowl. We talked about this yesterday on the program. Daniel Jeremiah came on. I sat with him in a trailer. I mean, he's thick, right? Now, that's not to say that Kyler Murray can't bulk up and he's young and he'll get bigger, he'll get stronger. But Russell Wilson, he's thick. He could take that pounding. So we'll see whether or not Kyler Murray can. Before you go, Ross, you wrote a piece about Rob Gronkowski. And you were talking about whether or not that might have been his final game. You wrote this piece for The Athletic where you didn't tell him to retire, but you did write about your own experiences with your back surgery and back pain. Bottom line, what did you think as you watched him over the course of the season, and what would be your message to him?
Well, I thought he looked better in the playoffs and certainly in the Super Bowl, but I was on the sideline in Buffalo when he came off the field, and I could just tell that his back was not right. As a guy that's had a back surgery in Buffalo, I could tell that his back was not right. And, you know, my point would just be this, Jim, and this isn't just to Gronk, but this is any NFL player, and especially NFL guy with back issues. He's had three of them. He's had three back surgeries. You know, you don't think about it when you're 24, 26, 28, But it doesn't leave you, Jim. You know, when you're still playing, you look at every injury in increments of how many weeks I'm going to miss playing, right? Oh, torn ACL, I'm out for a year. Torn MCL, it's 4 weeks, whatever. You know, I'll be 40 next month, and I would tell him that, you know, when I go to a restaurant, I'm conscious of where I sit, where I stand, stuff like that, because of my back. And I had one back surgery, and that's at 39. I mean, I don't know how my back and right knee will feel when I'm 49, 59, 69. You really don't think about that stuff when you're in your 20s because you think you're invincible and you're young and you're a stud and everybody loves you. But, I mean, it affects you. It affects you in some way, shape, or form the rest of your life. And I don't think he's not married or any kids yet, but I just look at things so differently now that I do have daughters and wanting to be active with them. Let's put it this way, Jim, it would take a lot of money for somebody to have to convince me to go back out there and do more damage to my body and brain.
Ross Tucker joining me. I wish we had more time to talk about that. I want to ask you about this. I've got about 2 minutes, Ross. You and I talked on Radio Row in Atlanta. One of the things we talked about was my front page story. What kind of reaction did you get when you mentioned that on the air?
Okay, so I got to tell you this, dude. You're going to love this. So I mentioned myfrontpagestory.com as a great Valentine's Day gift when I came on with you at the Super Bowl. Well, a lot of people got the message, Jim, like a lot, because a lot of dudes ended up buying stories for their wives at myfrontpagestory.com. So many, in fact, that the two guys that run the company were a little overrun in terms of writing the story. So I invested in the business. I liked the business. So I said, you know what? I'll help out. I'll write some of the stories. So I talked to some of these guys, and it was hilarious, Jim. At least three or four of the guys I talked to said, I asked them, how'd you hear about it? Like, oh, well, there was some NFL guy was on with Jim Rome at the Super Bowl, and I heard him on Radio Row talking about this. I never told them it was me.
That's
great. I just got the details on their wife. I wrote the story. I sent it to them without ever telling them I was the NFL guy they heard on the Jim Rome show. I'm talking about myfrontpagestory.com.
That is awesome, Ross. I love that, man. You jumped in as an investor in the company and said, hey, I can help out here. I'm going to write it myself. Really quickly, is it too late? I mean, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Is it too late for this, or what should they do?
Yeah, I mean, it's too late to have a story in time for tomorrow, but if you just want to give your wife, you haven't got anything yet, you want to give your wife a card and say, hey, babe, I got the best Valentine's Day gift coming ever. It'll come next week. I'm sure they can write a bunch today, tomorrow, over the weekend.
No, Ross, not they, Ross, not they, Ross, you. You, Ross, not they, you. We're only doing this if you write the story, man. Ross.
I don't know how many more I can take on, especially I won't be able to do it anonymously now that I just outed myself on your show again.
That's the best, Ross. Thanks so much. Great to have you back. Host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Follow him at Ross Tucker NFL.